Here we're holding Zevachim, here Daf Yud Beis Amar Aleph. Again, so now the Gemara asks the question, the top line again, Yiskush Aneros, Hossam Namit, Sir Shom Tizbach. Here, now the most question, Hossam Namit, begin the top line, Hossam Namit, is by Korban Pesach. Also the question is, Ksiv, it says by Korban Pesach, Shom Tizbach Esa Pesach Barav, it says to Shat the Korban Pesach Barav. So it's a question, Ben Besera. How could Ben Besera say, we're learning Shat now in the Mishnah Ben Besera? Today he holds the whole day of Yud Dal Benisan. Is his mind for Korban Pesach? I the pasuk says clearly Shom Tizbach as a Pesach Baruf, which is mashma only in evening, when after Chatzos and not before Chatzos. So Moshe says, "No, I tell you, Ben Besera, we use this Rosha Hahu Liuchar Dovor Hu Diyase. Come to tell you that a Korban Pesach comes later. What does that mean? It comes later. The Tanya will not like this. Yuchar Dovor Shinema Boy Bi'erev. In other words, even though according to Ben Besera, the whole day is Kashla Korban Pesach, but let's say you wait to bring the Korban Pesach until it comes the time that you can bring the Tamid Shabbain Habayim. So now, like you have two Kabbonis to bring, you could either bring the Tamid Shabbain Habayim, or else you could bring your Korban Pesach. So in such a case, now the Pesach is telling us, first bring the Korban HaTamid, and then later bring the Korban HaPesach. That's called Yochar. That even though you could have brought it before, but if now you have two in front of you, the Korban HaTamid and the Korban HaPesach, let the Korban HaPesach come later. Because by the Tamid it only says Ben Habayim. Mashenka by Korban Pesach it says both things. It says Ben Habayim and Beriv. Therefore that comes later. If you want to bring the Korban Pesach at the beginning of the day, it could be it's also kosher according to Ben Besera. So if you wait until the Zman of the Tamid of Ben Habayim, then you have to bring the Tamid first and then the Korban Pesach. Now the Gemara asks the question, O miyuk amidi, is there anything, O miyuk amidi, diilu shochet le mitzafra or marta zimni? This Korban Pesach, you're telling me now, according to Ben Besera, if you want to shecht it in the morning on Erev Pesach, you dal it as kosher. And then b'chimot ben habayim, when it comes punkt after chatzos, when it comes ben habayim, then amarta, then you're telling me, yuchadover, you have to wait. No, do not bring the Korban Pesach now, but rather wait and first bring the Tamid Shabbain Habayim and then bring the Korban HaPesach. But do you ever have anything that the Zman starts and then we start like in the middle of the Zman, wait, you cannot do it, but do something else first, it doesn't make sense. Like the Korban, once it started the Zman of the Korban HaPesach, that's it, you should be able to do that anytime you want. Gemara says, no, we find a similar case like this. In, yes, we find a case like this. The Omer Rabbi Yechanan said, the Omer Rabbi Yechanan, halacha, what's the halacha? Mispalo shel mincha, v'yachakach mispalo shel masofen. That even though Musaf, you could daven in the morning, but let's say you wait, you do not daven Musaf, whether it's on Shabbos, or Yom Tov, or Rosh Chodesh. You wait, you do not daven Musaf. But till after Chatzos, when it already became the time to daven mincha, so halacha is, you have to stop and do not daven Musaf now. If someone did not daven Musaf at the first 6 hours of the day, he should wait and first daven mincha, and then daven Musaf. So because you see such, he said, even though the Zman of Musaf is the Shachris in the morning, but if you waited until the Zman of Mincha, first you should daven Mincha, and then daven Musaf. So the same thing maybe is the Pshat according to Ben Besera. The Zman of the Korban Pesach is taka through the Shachris in the morning, but if you wait until the Zman of Ben Habayim left the Chatzos, then you're first supposed to bring the Tamid Shel Ben Habayim, and then the Korban Pesach. Now the Gemara asks the question, if this is the Pshat according to Ben Besera, if so, Ubein Habayim, Tirsiv Gabi Katuris, Feneris Lamali. Like usually you tell me, according to Ben Besera, Ben Habayim means from the end of one evening, means from the morning, until the next evening, means the whole day. But you're telling me by Katuris and Feneris, it does not mean that. So why Bechlad does the Pasuk say Ben Habayim by that Lukas and Eris? If you're telling me that Lukas and Eris is only by evening, so what does it say Lashon of Ben Habayim? The Yoid, secondly, Heishiv Rebbe Tachas Ben Besera. That Rebbe answers like instead of Ben Besera. Now Rashi explains what it means to say is the Viyoy Tani B'Tesefto, Tiyuftal Rabbi Shia. That's another question, a Tiyuftal Rabbi Shia. This, so far we're learning this Rabbi Shia's Pshat and Ben Besera, that he holds it's really kosher if you bring a Korban Pesach, B'Shachris Yudalit. So we're going to have another question on this Pshat. The Tani goes, it sounds like this, that Heishiv Rebbe Tachas Ben Besera. like Rebbe tried to answer instead of Ben Beseira, as if Rebbe was talking to Ben Beseira back to Rebbe Yeshua. It says like this, that the Heshiv Rebbe Takas Ben Beseira Lodifer Rebbe Yeshua, that Rebbe asked the question according to Rebbe Yeshua. That what? That Rebbe Yeshua is the one that says that if Yeshecht on Erev Pesach Shachris, Shalom Lishma Yotis Kasha, as if Yeshecht Rejud Gimel. So he asked, Lo Yimamate Bishloi Shasa, She Mikzosai Royu. It's very good if you shecht on Yud Gimel Benisim, the Korm Pesach L'Shein Pesach, if you shecht the Shlel L'Shmo. It's very good why it's kosher if you shecht it on Yud Gimel, and if not, then talk if it's kosher Shlel L'Shmo. Why? Because not even part of the day is fit to have a Korm Pesach. So therefore, B'chal Tvei is not the day of a Korm Pesach, so it has lechol like a Shlomim, and therefore Shlel L'Shmo is kosher. But Teyoma B'Yabi Yosef, but Avakash and Yerub Yeshua, how could you say on Yudalit Benisim that if you shecht in the morning Shalai Lishmo that the korban is kosher? Why? Shemiktsasa ro. Since part of the day is fit to have a korban pesach brought, like after chatzos, you could bring the korban pesach, so today is different. Therefore, today, even in the morning, Shalai Lishmo should be pasul. That's what Rebbe like answered for Ben Beseira to Rebbe Yeshua. Now, if you want to tell me the word of Shalai Lishmo and Ben Beseira, that he holds Takiv v'Shachris, it's kosher to bring a Korban Pesach, the Yemisa, Kulai Royuhu, that according to Ben Beseira, the whole day is fit to bring a Korban Pesach. Why do you say only Mixas of the day? The whole day should be fit to bring the Korban Pesach according to Ben Beseira. So from this, it's a Raya, not like Ben Beseira. Therefore, the Gemara says, Elo Omer Reb Yechon. Elo Omer Reb Yechon says like this, that the Poisel Hoye Ben Beseira, the Pesach Sheshachatu B'Yabos HaShachris. And then the Seir Shita is that on Erev Pesach, in the morning, if you shecht the Korban Pesach, it's possible, Bein Lishmoy, and Bein Shalei Lishmoy. Whether you shecht it Lishmoy, Lishem, or Korban Pesach, it's also possible. Because the Shachris, he agrees, that's not the Zman of the Korban Pesach. But the Yos Chiddush is, if you shecht it Shalei Lishmoy in the morning, it's also possible. I let it be like a Shlomim? No. Hoyulu Mikzasa Ro. Since part of the day is fit to be a Korban Pesach, so today it's not cool like a Meiser, it's not cool like a Shlomim, but the whole day it has look like a Korban Pesach. That if you shech this Korban in the morning even, Shalom Lishmo, that's Ben Beseira's Chiddush, that the Korban is Pesach. But who adin, if you shecht it in the morning Lishmo, it would also be Pesach. So it comes out that we're learning Pshatna according to Ben Beseira, that this Korban in the morning of Erev Pesach cannot be brought for anything. If so, Megadiv Borabahur, Garu asked the question over here like, he said and came if so, Pesach Korshin of Ben Beseira, Heichi Mishkachas Lo. How do you ever have a case that a Korban Pesach is Korshin according to Ben Beseira? The question is like this, Idi Yafrish Shaya Idno, if you mafrish this Korban B'Shachris in the morning to be a Korban Pesach, if so, Dichim Mikorihu. As soon as you mafrish it in the morning, right now it's not fit for anything. Since this korban is not fit for korban pesach and it's not fit for a different korban, it's like dichu, it's pushed away, it's not fit. It should be a pegam, a chson in this kedusha. It should not be a korban fit to be used even later. Vidi yafresher miyesmul edema elamai. You will mafresh this korban before yudalit on your gimel yud beis. If so, then nira v'nitcha. Who should have the loch like true on yud beis or yud gimel? It's kosher to be brought shaloi l'shmoi. It's kosher, it's like a shlomim. But later when it becomes Erev Pesach in the morning, it's nitcha. At this time it can't be fit for anything. So it should also be possible when it comes to the Zman of the Korban Pesach. So how do you ever have a case of a Korban Pesach according to Ben Beseira then? Skorin says, El Amar Rabavu, Rabavu says, Teiliyach HaChatzos, Enoch Nami, according to Ben Beseira, the only time a Korban Pesach would be kosher is if you first makdish it after Chatzos on Erev Pesach. So then, since you first mafresh it now, the zman that it's roy for the shchitas of a korban pesach, so therefore right away it's fit to be used and you're allowed to use it. Therefore, there's no nitch, it's not pushed away. But enoch nami, if it would ever be mafresh the korban beforehand, it would always be like a dichui that will be possible. Then the Gemara said that Abayi learns that the pshat according to Ben Beseira is like we're saying now, that shachris yudalid, the korban cannot be brought to anything. So the question was, if you mafresh it before and let it be a dichui, if I pushed aside at that time it can't be used, that should be a psul in the korban. Tamar says no. By Roma, afilu taimu mitzafra. even if you want to say the person was mafresh, his korban Pesach, you dal it in the morning, still will be kosher to bring it for korban ben harbayim after chatzos. Why? Because ein mechusas zman leboy bayoyin. Since today is going to be fit to be used, even though you have to wait a few hours, that doesn't bother me. That's not called like nitche. That's not called a dichui. Since today, the same day you mafresh it, it will be able to be used. That's not called dichui. That's called ein mechusas zman leboy bayoyin. Since it will be fit today. And weiter, Rav Popper, Rav Popper is even the biggest Yiddish, Rav Popper, Roma, Afidu, Taim, and Meyurta. Even if you want to say the person was Maktish, was Mafresh, his Korban Pesach, the night coming into Yudalad, the night of Vedikas Chometz, still I tell you, Laila, Ein Mechus HaZman, even though it cannot be used until the next day in the afternoon, so what? Nighttime is not called a Mechus HaZman, and it comes the next day, since it will be fit during the next day, there's no Mechus HaZman here. Where's the proof of this? Where it says the Tony the Rebbe Shmuel, the Rebbe Shmuel went like this, that Leil Shemini Nichnas Ladir L'Sasher. If you have a korban, if you have an animal that was born, so the pasuk says like the first 7 days is to stay by with its mother, and the eighth day could be brought for korban of Maisa. So the question is, when on the eighth day, at night time or not? So the Rebbe Shmuel learns Leila, the night time, the night going into the eighth day, Nichnas Ladir L'Sasher, then you have right to bring this animal into the deer to count like with 10 other ones, and if this comes out to be the 10th one, this is fit to be for korban. Even though right now it's not the zman to bring it yet, you have to wait till the 8th day. Still, the klal is that laila is la mechus zman. Or could the Rabbi Abduriki? The Rabbi Abduriki Ram, he threw a question like this. Ksiv 1 posik says, for ho yoshivas yomim tachasimoy, that the animal should be for 7 days by its mother, it's not fit to be brought for korban yet. Mashmo halayla chazi. After the 7 days go by, at night time, it's fit to be used. Oksiv, another pasuk says, Omiyoyim hashemini v'holo yerotze. No, the korban can only be used when it's 8 day old. You have to wait till the 8th day. Halayla. Lav loichazi. Mashmo, the night going into the 8th day is not fit to be brought for korban. It's zero. Okay, so how does it come out? So the answer is like this. Layla l'kedusha. That you're allowed to be makdish the animal the night going into the 8th day. But v'yayim l'heretzah, you can't bring it by daytime. You first bring it the next day. See, even though at night time it's not as man akrav, but here it's not even fit to be makriv, still it's not called a mechus hazman, it's not called a nitche, even though it can't be used now, because it's like the same day. So not only in the morning is it called fit like for the afternoon, but within night time is also called the same day, part of the day, and therefore it's not called a nitche. Therefore, also it could be a matish or mafresh a korban pesach even the night going into your dalad, even though then b'shachrit is not fit to be used. That's not called a mechus hazman, since laila is lav mechus hazman. Now the Gemara says lema. Let's say kisav Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Yechon holds balachayim nidochim, that a korban when it's still alive, it's also nitche, meaning that if you first matish an animal and it was fit to be used, and then something happens to it that's not fit to be used, that's called nitche, it was pushed away, can't be used for korban, even though the animal is still alive, and then later becomes fit to be used, you're not allowed to use it later. And the chiddush is, like Rashi says, because there is a man the Yoma that says, ein dichui elu b'shutim, to grain meis ha-mishtaleach, that it's only nitche means that the animal died. And then locher is, yishpech adam, then you have to spill the blood. But kozman, the animal's alive, there's a man yom that says there's no din dichui. So the chur here from Rabbi Yechon, and we say no, like that here from Yechon, and you see that there's a loch of dichui even when the animal is still alive. And like, where do we see it from? Where do we see it from Rabbi Yechon? Because we have to answer according to Rabbi Yechon and Shita that according to Ben Beseira, the korban is tussle in the morning. So how could you be mafresh the korban? If you mafresh it like before, then it becomes ever pesach. It's dichui. So we see we're trying to answer according to Rabbi Yechon, it should not be dichui. You see Rabbi Yechon holds, there is a din dichui, it is called pushed away, even though it's a bal chai. So Amalei the Gemara says, in yes, it's like a true, that's Rabbi Yechon and Shita. The Yom Rabbi Yechon and says and holds, that the heimah shel shnei shutfim, the heimah that belongs to two owners, two partners, hiktish chetzio, one owner was makdish his hef, the other owner was not makdish his hef.
But since only half of it is Hegdish, it's not fit to be brought for Korban. You can't be makav half of a Korban. Then the Chozah B'locha Chetzio, then the same owner that was makav the shit, bought off from the other part of his share, the Hegdisha, and now the first owner was makav just like no animal. Alocha is Kedusha V'yena Kareva. It has Kedusha to it, he was makav the shit, but V'yena Kareva, this Korban cannot be brought for Korban. It's like Nitzcha. Since when you were first makav the shit, it wasn't fit to be brought, so Mela has a din Kedusha's Bichui, it was pushed away, so it can't be used anymore. V'yena Kareva, like Rashi says. Since the beginning when you marked the shit, it was not fit to be brought. At that time, half of the animals to chulin. It's like dicha at the beginning of its kedusha. Hilkach, therefore, ain't a kareva cannot be brought. Or it anymore. What do you have to do now? The tear will let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a balmum, and then you'll be perdu, and with the money you buy another carbon. You see, clearly, even though the animal's still alive, if you can hold, yesh dichoy b'balachayim. And who are then v'yoyse t'mura? This korban could be made t'mura. You could say to the behemoth chulin zetach azu. Who t'murasa ki yoyse bo, and t'mura the same halacha. That itself cannot be brought for korban, but rather you have to be poiderit. Now the Gemara says, l'shema mina, from here we hear class three halachas from this dinner of Rabbi Yechanan. First of all, l'shema mina, that the balachayim nidachim. Even though the animal is still alive, it didn't die yet. Since it was once pushed away, it was not fit to be brought for korban. It always remains pushed away. It can never be brought. Another chiddush. Even though at the beginning the kedusha was never such a kedusha to be fit to be brought for korban. So I was thought to say, maybe since the beginning it was only kedusha of nitcha, like you only mark the shift of the animal. Later, maybe when you mark the other half, now it first becomes fit. Maybe it's fit to be used. That's the Chiddush now, even though it was pushed away all the way from the beginning, still it remains pushed away. That's called Dicha Mi Koro, Heavy Dichui. Ushma Minna, the third Chiddush is that Yesh Dicha B'damim, even with the money.